Disability Arts History Australia, Archivist Report, October 2025. Acknowledgements, acknowledgement of country. We acknowledge the traditional custodians of the country throughout Australia. We acknowledge that these lands have always been places of storytelling and artistic and cultural expression. We pay respect to elders past, present, and emerging. Acknowledgement of disability community. We acknowledge the labour, advocacy, and artistry of the artists and allies who have worked for more than 50 years to make the arts, media, and cultural industries more inclusive for the D/deaf, disabled, and /neurodivergent community. We thank you for dealing with discriminatory systems and institutions, including systemic ableism, lack of accessible training, production, presentation, and exhibition opportunities, and lack of understanding of our cryptime space and methods. We hope to follow your example, making and holding space to support the practice and the pride of future generations. Contents, acknowledgements, the project. DDEF, Disabled and or Neurodivergent People Australians. DDEF, Disabled and or Neurodivergent Australians in the Arts. Documenting our histories. The impact of under and or misrepresentation. Addressing impact of under and or misrepresentation. Developing a disability arts archival data set. Our methods, our website. Implications for future archival practices. Visit the website glossary. References, the project, disability arts history. Australia is an online archive that documents the transformative impact of artists, arts organisations and allies working in disability arts in Australia from the 1970s to the 2020s. It is the outcome of a research project funded by the Australian Research Council, Creative Australia, Queensland University of Technology's Centre for Justice and Curtin University's Centre for Technology and Culture, in partnership with the University of Melbourne and Arts Access Victoria. DDEF Disabled and or Neurodivergent Australians. DDEF Disabled and or Neurodivergent people in Australia live with significant barriers to education, employment and self-expression. The Australian Bureau of Statistics, ABS, 2022 Survey of Disability, Ageing and Carers indicates 33% of disabled people over 15 have completed secondary school, compared to 66% of the general population. 17% have a bachelor's degree, compared to 35% of the general population. And 47% are employed, compared to 80% of the general population. The statistics can be significantly worse for some cohorts. For example, only 5% of autistic Australians have a bachelor's, and unemployment rate for autistic people is 18% compared to 10% for other disabled people, and 3% for Australians generally who are seeking work, including disabled Australians who also identify intersectionally with other historically marginalised identities. Disabled Australians face bias, barriers and discrimination in all spheres of social life. Discussed at length in Australia's recent Royal Commission on Violence, Abuse, Neglect and Exploitation, and morbidity, mortality and health outcomes for disabled Australians are also worse than for other Australians. Eligibility for support to navigate these barriers, including the Employment Assistance Fund, EAF, National Disability Insurance Scheme, NDIS, and Disability Support Pension, DSP, is variable amongst DDEF, Disabled and or Neurodivergent Australians, DDEF, Disabled and or Neurodivergent Australians in the Arts. In their continued reporting on arts employment and economics in Australia, David Throsby and Katya Patetskaya, 2023, demonstrate that though 16% of artists identify as disabled in 2023, compared to 9% in 2017, experience for these artists is still significantly worse on every indicator. In our project and in prior reporting from both Creative Australia and Screen Australia, DDEF, Disabled and or Neurodivergent Australians report under and misrepresentation across art forms. inconsistent access to service provision, including disability arts/arts and disability peak bodies, need for investment to address barriers to access, including attitudinal, systemic, processual, digital, and physical barriers. Need for investment in long-term sustainable disability-specific funding and resources to support career development and sustainability. Need for allyship awareness, cultural competency, cultural safety. Specific barriers for First Nations, LGBTIQA+, regional artists, documenting our histories, libraries, archives, and collections in mainstream cultural institutions are not value neutral. The materials collected or not collected are influenced by power holders who make decisions about which voices, works, and histories are worth collecting and displaying and why. This can result specific groups being over, under, and or misrepresented in arts review and criticism, as well as libraries, archives, and mainstream collecting institutions. The history of disability arts in Australia has not historically been well documented in mainstream libraries, archives, collections, and data sets, or the data sets associated with specific art forms and arts communities. For example, a search of the terms D/deaf and disability in greater than 30,000 records in Design and Art Australia Online, DAAO, 2010 to date, https://www.dao.org.au identifies 017 items associated with the term deaf. At least two artists are identified as D/deaf in other sources. In other cases, the word is unrelated or an acronym for something else, e.g. DEAF96 equals Dutch Electronic Art Festival. 030 items associated with the term disability. Again, at least four are identified in other sources, though others are identified with art therapy with disabled and First Nations people. A search of the terms D/deaf and disability in over 100 records in queer Australian arts, 2023 to date, identifies 01 artist who is identified as disabled in other sources. 01 artwork, though whether the artist using the title D/deaf is D/deaf is not stated. Search for terms autism and neurodivergent identify no items in either database. The impact of under and or misrepresentation. O both forgetting and denial of lived experience. O lack of. S control over our own social, cultural and political representation. /beyond anecdotal evidence of. Social, cultural and political realities. Impact of issues of key concern, including concerns about who has power, control, and choice. Efforts to address diversity, equity, inclusion. Efforts and approaches that have or have not has worked to create change over time. Consensus or conflict around what still needs work. All compounded over time. Paragraph, lack of support, knowledge, training to curate our own history creates more under and or misrepresentation over time. Paragraph, retroactively collecting, collating, and disseminating work histories to address this becomes more difficult over time. Addressing impact of under and or misrepresentation. There have been efforts by members of the community to address our underrepresentation in Australia and internationally, for example. IA in McIntyre, 2023, has created a People with Disability Australian Protest Timeline, supported by the Commons Library's Making Advocacy Accessible project, https://commonslibrary.org, People with Disability Australian Protest Timeline. Shape Arts, 2018 to date, has published the National Disability Arts Collection and Archive, NDACA, with over 3,500 items, including oral histories, photographs, and other documents available, thanks to support from Heritage Lottery Fund, Arts Council England, and Joseph Rowntree Foundation, https://www.theandaka.org collection. Bree Hadley, Morgan Batch, Nimal Wijesiri, and Donna McDonald, 2016 to present, have added over 1,500 records to the Austage Australian Live Performance Database with support of two Australian Research Council Linkage Infrastructure and Equipment LEAF grants, https, www.austage.edu.au. Some long-running companies like Back to Back Theatre, www.backtobacktheatre.com, have received digital archive projects documenting work on their website. However, the Australian datasets are subject, art form, or arts organisation specific. Developing a disability arts archival dataset. Disability arts in Australia has developed alongside activism and reform in legislation, policy, and service provision over the last five decades. It has played a critical role in asserting our right to self-expression, participation, employment, and economic opportunity. In initiating the Disability Arts History Australia project, we have learned that our underrepresentation is not, or rather not just, a result of lack of value attributed to our voices, work, and histories. It is certainly not lack of volume of disability arts / arts and disability practice over the past decade. The challenges involved in creating an archival data set of disability arts in Australia include our historical and contained underrepresentation, our historical and continued education, employment, and economic exclusion, accessible archiving, historical under and misrepresentation. We are most significantly underrepresented and or misrepresented by power holders in extant datasets, databases, archives, and collections. Work has not been collected or has been categorized as therapeutic and community work with minimal information captured. Work has been using a range of different approaches to define and describe D/deaf, disabled, and neurodivergent identity over time, making it difficult to discover work and differentiate work about with by disabled people. Some collecting institutions have started redacting or changing language used to describe work to minimize participation in problematic, pathologized, and deficit-based descriptions of disability in the past, e.g., removing work using words such as deaf and dumb or retarded or other terms no longer in use today. Artists and arts organizations involved in disability arts / arts and disability may not have had capacity to create, distribute, and retain copies of annual reports, programs, promotions, and other records, may have large volumes of uncatalogued and undigitized materials in boxes in the office or boxes donated to state libraries, may not have capacity to assist researchers to locate, sort, and prepare this material for cataloging, digitization, and dissemination, may not have clarity over whether participants photographed or represented in material from decades prior were clear the content was to be published and consented to this, may have to consider whether they should, in light of permissions, consent, and copyright considerations, consent to researchers collecting, digitizing, and publicly disseminating materials. Artists, arts organizations, and allies may choose not to consent to share materials for a range of reasons, from capacity to concerns over disability-led curatorship of site, concerns over accessibility of site or our own crip space, time, and energy flows. Difficulties compounded over time as recollections and records become harder to trace, including through passing of early leaders and unintentional destruction of documents, e.g., mold, mildew, fire, education, employment, and economic exclusion. We are the most excluded from education, employment, and economic opportunity. We have, as a result of continued exclusion from education and employment, less access to grants and infrastructure to support the labour of creating, constructing, and maintaining a data set or database, including research funding. We have less employment income to draw on to sustain volunteer labour to create data sets, databases, and websites compared to other Australians. We have more disability administration, including managing medical, allied health, and engagement with government agencies, often described as a job alongside the job of managing typical life administration and employment, which constrains the time we have available compared to other Australians. We have different physical, sensory, and cognitive abilities, which, depending on type of impairment, can severely impact the time, energy, and effort it takes us to do research in inaccessible physical and digital collections, enter data into inaccessible data collection software, e.g. Excel, CSV, and enter data into inaccessible data sharing software, for example, Omeka. Accessible archiving. We have, as a result of continued exclusion from education, employment, less D, deaf, disabled, and or neurodivergent people trained with the knowledge, skills, and resources required for tasks like categorization, coding, creating data-driven websites, and maintaining data-driven websites. We have greater difficulty accessing labor from within our community or allies to maintain data sets and database sites after funded period, including identifying, collecting, categorizing, and digitizing additional materials, preparing data sets for use, whether on our site or other sites, e.g. Excel, CSV, JSON, coding of sites into Creative Commons or bespoke HTML platforms, hosting, maintaining, and updating searchable datasets and sites, researching and writing tailored reports, training packages, and other content, addressing questions from stakeholders about the dataset and site. We have greater difficulty aligning datasets and data sites with interoperability plans to support transfer of data and documents between sites, because the principles, software, and systems determined by other archivists without us do not provide the physical, sensory, and or cognitive accessibility we require as authors and as audiences. We thus do not have as many people ready to take up legacy management of datasets and datasites as other cohorts without these barriers, our methods, approaches this research project has used. Interviews with artists and allies, capturing lived experience and sectoral memory. Library and web searches to identify public records, media, and organizational histories. Digitization of archival records held individuals, companies, and libraries, including to date uncatalogued materials. Coding of content by location, states, national. Art form, theatre and performance, dance, music, visual arts and galleries, craft and textiles, film and new media, digital arts, creative writing, multi-arts and festivals. Approach, community arts, outsider arts, arts therapy and regional arts. Community, First Nations arts and artists, called arts and artists, LGBTIQA plus arts and artists, D-deaf arts and artists, blind or low vision arts and artists, and neurodivergent arts and artists. Content, grant, award, education and employment, health and rehabilitation, equality and non-discrimination, access, advocacy and awareness raising, participation in public and political life and participation in cultural life, categories adapted UN Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, UNCRPD. Results. Collaborative development of a timeline of key moments in social policy, and arts practice, a list of relevant industry reports, books, and articles, curated artist, art form, and community histories, co-design of principles for a website sharing archival documents, interviews, and other resources, creation of website, steering committee and end-user representative testing of the website for navigability. The result is the www.disabilityartshistoryaustralia.net website, created in collaboration with over 100 D/deaf, disabled and neurodivergent artists and allies. This website does not and cannot present a complete history of all artists, arts organizations and events over the last 50 years. It does provide a platform to assist artists, producers, policymakers, researchers, and students to understand the history and the work still required to create a more inclusive industry. Our website. At launch in 2025, the www.disabilityartshistoryaustralia.net website includes :1661 archival records, annual reports, programs, promotional flyers and cards and more, available via URLs or PDFs. 49 interviews with deaf, disabled and neurodivergent artists and allies, with Auslan interpretation, captions and transcripts for each video. L-Search tools to explore 10,864 people, organisations and works associated with Australia's peak disability arts organisations, and filter for location, art form or topics such as access, education and employment, participation in public and political life. Timeline. Important moments in disability arts practice, policy and activism. Reference list, books, articles, reports and other helpful resources. 8 curated histories. Pages focused on specific themes such as disability arts festivals or government policy, strategy, and funding. Implications for future archival practices. Participants in our research frequently emphasize the need to transform broken education, employment, and social systems, not just allow us access to these systems on non-D/deaf, disabled, and /or neurodivergent people's terms, in terms of increasing our leadership and control over our representation in libraries, archives, collecting institutions, and other data sets, the learnings from this project with implications for future practice include labour, owe knowledge, skills, and training to do the work, owe payment for members of Australia's most economically excluded cohort to undertake work, accessibility, owe tools, software, and systems, O for authors and for audiences. Funding, O for collecting, collating, coding, uploading and maintaining additional materials in data set and site. O for accessibility features that will always be required for addition of content, Auslan interpretation, audio description, caption, etc. Commitment O to ensuring disability-led curatorship and community archiving of work related to D/deaf, disabled, and /or neurodivergent people. O to set standards for language description and categorization. O to set standards for Australian datasets, sites, including interoperability and transferability, that include physical, sensory, and cognitive access standards. Visit the website, visit the Disability Arts History Australia website at https://disabilityartshistoryaustralia.net. You browse to discover the rich history of disability arts in Australia over the last 50 years. You learn about the early leaders in the field, current innovations and future aspirations. You search for artists and arts organisations to learn more about their work. You create tailored reports, training programs, or public events about specific topics. For media, interviews, further information, or inquiries about tailored reports, contact Professor Bree Hadley, bree.hadley@qt.edu.au. Glossary. Mainstream cultural institutions are established and in Australia typically publicly subsidised places that display art, libraries, museums, and archive. Accessible. Eliminating attitudinal, systemic, processual, physical and digital barriers to access for D/deaf, disabled and /or neurodivergent people. Accessible Archive, a data set of records including online which eliminates attitudinal, systemic, processual, physical and digital barriers to access for D/deaf, disabled and /or neurodivergent people as authors and as audiences. Community archiving. An historically marginalised community leads the collection, curation, dissemination and presentation of records of its own history. Interoperability. The ability of different data sets, systems and dissemination platforms to support transferal of document references and records from one to the other. Disability administration, the physical, psychological, and emotional labour and time required to manage medical appointments, engagement with health services, and government agencies, that is a unique addition to day-to-day life administration for D/deaf, disabled, and /or neurodivergent people. National Disability Insurance Scheme, NDIS, an Australian funding system that provides support workers, health professionals, and assistive technologies for disabled people. Employment Assistance Fund, EAF, a government-funded program assists employers of D/deaf, disabled, and /or neurodivergent people to provide specialist support, e.g. Auslan interpretation, and assistive technology, e.g. mobility equipment. Disability Support Pension, DSP, an Australian government welfare social support payment for people with mobility, sensory, and or cognitive disabilities that limit capacity to work. Royal Commission into Violence, Abuse, Neglect and Exploitation of People with Disability. Australian Inquiry into Discrimination, Harassment and Abuse of DDEF, Disabled and or Neurodivergent People in Education, Employment, Health and Social Services and the Public Sphere more generally. Deficit-based language describing DDEF, disabled and or neurodivergent people in terms of what they cannot do, rather than focusing on their strengths. Disability-led practice, work that is governed, managed, and created by D/deaf, disabled, and /or neurodivergent people. Intersectionality. The idea that multiple parts of a person's identity, like race, gender, sexuality, and disability, overlap and affect their experiences of privilege or disadvantage. Arts and disability. Arts, media, and culture created by allies working with disabled artists. Representation, underrepresentation, misrepresentation. How a historically marginalized group is shown in the arts and media, and whether they are portrayed enough and in a way that feels authentic to the community. Cultural safety, spaces, relationships, and people that make you feel that your lived experience, identity, and culture are understood, welcomed, and valued. Sustainability, having the physical, psychological, emotional, educational, and economic resources to support a livable career and life. References, Austage 2001 to date, Austage Australian Live Performance Database, https www.austage.edu.au. Screen Australia 2016, Seeing Ourselves, Reflections on Diversity in TV Drama, 2016. Screen Australia, https, www.screenaustralia.gov.au, Get Media, 6C8F4C6E-9C1E-4C4C-9F7E-4E6F6B7F3E3E/TV-DRAMADIVERSITY-FULL-REPORT.PDF. Bree Hadley, 2017, Disability Theatre in Australia, A Survey and a Sector Ecology, Research in Drama Education, 22, 3 pages, 305-324, https://eprints.qut.edu.au/112756. David Throsby and Katya Potetskaya, 2017, Making Artwork, Australia Council, Making Artwork, Throsby Report, 505106D0 BB69.PDF. Shape Arts 2018 to date, National Disability Arts Collection and Archive, NDACA, https www.thendaca.org collection. Meeting of Cultural Ministers 2018, Arts and Disability, a Research Summary, https creative.gov.au/research/arts-and-disability-research-summary. Creative Australia, Bree Hadley and Gerard Goggin, 2019, The NDIS and Disability Arts in Australia, Opportunities and Challenges, Australasian Drama Studies, 74 pages, 9-38, https://eprints.qut.edu.au/127783/. Bree Hadley, 2020, Allyship and Disability Arts, Roles, Relationships and Practices, Research and Drama Education, 25.2 pages, 178-194, https://eprints.cute.edu.au/203295. Australia Council, 2021, Towards Equity, a Research Overview of Arts and Disability in Australia, Australia Council, https://creative.gov.au/research/towards-equity-research-overview, Diversity Australia's Arts and Cultural Sector. Royal Commission on Violence, Abuse, Neglect and Exploitation, 2021. Nature and Extent of Violence, Abuse, Neglect and Exploitation Against People with Disability in Australia, ACCIAS Royal Commission into Violence, Abuse, Neglect and Exploitation of People with Disability, https://artyourdisability.royalcommission.gov.au Publications, Nature and Extent, Violence, Abuse, Neglect and Exploitation Against People, Disability Australia. Australian Bureau of Statistics, 2022, Disability, Ageing and Carers, Australia. Summary of Findings, https://www.abs.gov.au/statistics. Health, Disability, Disability, Ageing and Carers Australia Summary, Findings, Latest Release. Bree Hadley, 2022, Ensuring Occupations Are Responsive to People with Disability. Input Report, Disability and the Arts, Creative and Cultural Industries in Australia. Professor Bree Hadley in the Australian Academy of the Humanities, Australian Council of Learned Academies, ACOLA, Canberra, ACT, https://audseprints.qut.edu.au/243599/. Screen Australia, 2023. Seeing Ourselves to Report, Reports and Key Issues, Fact Finders, Screen Australia, https://www.screenaustralia.gov.au, Fact Finders, Reports and Key Issues, Reports and Discussion Papers, Seeing Ourselves to. David Throsby and Katya Petetskaya, 2023, Artists as Workers, An Economic Study of Professional Artists in Australia, Australia Council, https://creative.gov.au, Advocacy and Research, Artists as Workers, An Economic Study of Professional Artists in Australia, 10. Bree Hadley, Riga, Katie Ellis and Eddie Patterson, 2024, Cultural Safety as a Foundation for Allyship in Disability Arts, Disability and Society, 39.1, pages 213-233, https://eprints.qut.edu.au/230850. Australian Government, 2024, Equity, the Arts and Disability Associated Plan, Office for the Arts, https://creativeworkplaces.gov.au/accessibleworkplaces/arts-and-disability-associated-plan. Morwenna Collette and Gil Nicol, 2024, Building Strong Foundations, Research on Arts and Disability Needs and Opportunities, https://creative.gov.au/sites/creative-australia/files/documents/2025-04/arts-and-disability-plain-english-report-fa_tagged.pdf. Bree Hadley, 2024, Generative, Reductive or Exploitative, How Change in Policy, Funding and Production Practice Impacts Disciplinary and Transdisciplinary Practice in Disability Arts in Australia. Journal of Arts and Communities, 15.2, pages 249-264, https://eprints.qut.edu.au/254408. Iain McIntyre, 2023, People with Disability Australian Protest Timeline, The Commons Library, https://commonslibrary.org, People with Disability Australian Protest Timeline.